This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. Union Minister of State for Women and Child Development Savitri Thakur is on a three-day visit to Meghalaya from today. The minister will hold a review meeting with the Social Welfare Department focusing on central government-sponsored schemes and programs and conduct a detailed district-level review in East Khasi Hills as per guidelines of the Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region. She will also meet Meghalaya Governor for a courtesy call. Tomorrow, the minister will visit the one-stop centre at Ganesh Das Hospital, Shakti Sadan at Mauro, and a child care institution at Mauka Siang. She will also visit the community health centre, Anganwadi Centre, and inspect the development projects under MG Narega and PMAYG, PMGSY roads in Sora. Nagaland Chief Minister Nephew Rio yesterday launched the Nagaland Solar Mission aimed at accelerating the adoption of residential rooftop solar power systems across the state. The initiative aligns with the PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana and seeks to make clean energy more accessible and affordable to households. The Chief Minister said this marked a significant step towards advancing green energy, reducing electricity costs and promoting environmental conservation. The initiative reflects the government's commitment to building a sustainable and energy-efficient future. Rongali Bihu, also known as Bohag Bihu, the biggest festival in Assam which marked the Assamese New Year and the arrival of spring, is being celebrated across the state. The first day of Rongali Bihu, known as Goru Bihu, commenced yesterday with traditional rituals and devotion. The day was dedicated to livestock, where cows and bulls are washed and worshipped as a mark of respect. People are celebrating with great joy and enthusiasm, and shops are adorned with traditional items like food, gamosas, bihu clothes and other items. The Assamese community in Shillong also participated in the three-day Rongali Bihu celebrations being organized by the Shillong Central Rongali Bihu Committee. The day is also being celebrated as Novoborsho by the Bengali community. In Meghalaya, police are still awaiting for confirmation from the Hungarian embassy in New Delhi whether the mortal remains of a tourist from Hungary be taken back to his country or the last rites be performed in Shillong. The tourist, Zoltz Puskas, had gone for trekking alone to Mausa Hiu village, and the body was spotted with the help of drones during the search operations on April 10th. East Khasi Hills District Superintendent of Police Vivek Aim told reporters yesterday that police are in touch with the Hungarian embassy as the body of the tourist is lying at the Shillong Civil Hospital morgue since April 11th. Meanwhile, the SP urged tourists to take the assistance of local guides while exploring the difficult terrains of Meghalaya and share their travel details. In Meghalaya, the Garo Hills Autonomous District Council celebrated its 73rd Council Day at Tura yesterday. Meghalaya Deputy Chief Minister Preston Tinsong, in his speech, highlighted the Council's role for the development of the region and its people. He also talked about the sixth schedule and its importance for the people of Meghalaya and congratulated the GHADC staff and members on the occasion. The event was attended by the Chief Executive Member, Deputy Chairman and other dignitaries. In Arunachal Pradesh, the three-day international Mahasanken festival began at the Golden Pagoda in Namsai yesterday. The festival began with a series of sacred rituals and colourful cultural events, drawing thousands of people from the Thai Khamti community, including international guests and tourists. The festival also featured the ritual washing of monks' feet, a practice symbolising humility, reverence and seeking of blessings. In the evening, families engage in the tradition by washing the feet of their elders, including parents, to express gratitude and receive blessings. Ambassador of Italy to India, Antonio Enrico Bartoli, also arrived to participate in the festival. And the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has estimated scattered to fairly widespread light to moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds over the northeast and east India during the next 5 days. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.